Pete Hopkins is here. We're setting up. We're just about ready to go. We're going to start by playing a track from his CD, Odd Size Baggage. You're listening to Isgood on killradio.org. Stick around.
Think you broke my heart? I'm gonna let you know, dear. It take a lot more hurt than what you got to break this boy in two. Plenty of women in this world, and I'll find love anew, dear. So don't you trouble your girly curls. I'm not thinking about you. Just stop pretending I'm home, ending my life. To give you no satisfaction, I got no despair, I don't even care. So go out and find another to tangle love in your loving if you dare. From the start that you'd be double dealing when we ordered in that restaurant and you ate my meal too. But how can I foresee your appetites going beyond the menu? To my best friend in his new Benz, well, all the best to you too. So stop pretending I'm home, ending my life, waiting by the phone.
Listening to Isgood on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. Check out myspace.com/Pete Hopkins. Pete, how's it going?
Going fine. Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Sorry you had to battle traffic all the way out here. Where are you coming from?
You mean like originally or today?
Well, both, I guess.
I'm from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I came from my place in Hollywood, which you would think would take like 5 minutes.
Oh, no, of course not. not Los Angeles. How long have you been in Los Angeles?
I've been here like 2 years.
And did you come out here for music?
Mm-hmm. Came to be a rock star.
Did you build yourself kind of within the music scene in Seattle and then say, okay, I've sort of done what I needed to do in Seattle and now I'm going to come to L.A.?
Yeah, I did. The thing about Seattle is it's a cool place and everything, but, I mean, it's got kind of a low ceiling. Once you've been there and you've played the crocodile and you've got a write-up in The Stranger, unless someone's taking notice at that point, you just kind of keep doing that.
So. And how is the L.A. scene different from the Seattle scene, at least in terms of, like, you know, gigging out live and the way people sort of deal with music?
There's a ton more venues, mm-hmm. for starters, which is probably both a good thing and perhaps a detriment, because you've got lots of different people with lots of different options of places to go. One thing I find that's really interesting here, and maybe that is because there's so many places, is like people don't stick around. Like they
come to see the one act that they came to see,
and came to see, and then
leave after a few songs.
Ooh, they're gone. Yeah. I've been lucky a few times, and I've been able to keep them and stuff. But I've seen some brutal nights.
I've heard this from a lot of other bands where it's like, you know, they hope when they do a show with other good bands that they'll be able to kind of glean from those other fans. But then, you know, as soon as that band before them is gone, so is everybody.
Well, I'll tell. For anyone listening, here's what I found is you need to change over fast, very, very fast. Don't spend a lot of time getting your mix just right, because while you're doing that, everyone's leaving. So skip all that, get in there quick and blow them away right off the bat, and you might just keep a few of them.
Well, let's do that then on this show. Let's go right into a live song, and we'll talk a little bit more about your whole process when we get back from that. What are you going to play for us first?
That's a great question. I'll play, this is a song off my record called This Is The Way.
Okay, and just real quick, so the audience got to get a sense of what we're doing here in the Kill Radio studio. You've got your guitar and your vocal mic hooked into, what is this contraption you brought in for us?
It's a Roland 1880. Do you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, it was my idea to make it sound like we're in less of a box. Find out if it was a good idea or not.
The show's all about the box sound. All right, whenever you're ready, my guest is Pete Hopkins. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Hey, 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 hey. This is the way the world is. This is the way the world is. This is the time that we share, and these are the shares that we've been. Whoa, people come and people go. Trust me, if I sold my soul, I would have held out for a whole life more. Hey, hey. The life we live. These are the gifts that we give. This is the rhyme, this is the place, this is the way. The game we chase don't take too long to see. No, no. But people come and people go. Trust me, if I sold my soul, I would have. Yeah.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. Pete, which came for you first, music or vocals or singing? Vocals or instruments?
It's no easy answer to all the...
Did you just pick up a guitar one day and start singing along with it?
Well, see, the thing is like, I kind of been singing since I was, like, 2 years old. But professionally, guitar came first, so instruments came first.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. And I mean, I was playing the piano when I was, like, 4 and 5 and all this. So music's always been just all around me. So, yeah. We'd say unofficially, singing came first, and officially... instruments came first.
And is the guitar your preferred instrument?
It's just the one that is like the complete extension of myself. I mean, I can play at other things, but the guitar is the one where it's just like, yeah. Apart from my voice, it's totally a part of me.
It does seem like the number one cause of guitar playing is learning how to play piano. There seems to be some link there. A lot of people who start out playing piano tend to go to guitar.
Yeah. Mine was also a girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was into guitar players, and I was into her, so... We had to make something happen there.
And then once you realized you could play guitar and you could sing, was there any time between that and actually writing your own songs?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I could, though the interesting thing is like something between when I was a child and then a teenager when I started, I wasn't sure I wanted to be a singer. I was really shy about it, and I wasn't comfortable doing it, and like my family would try and encourage me to sing, mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'd be like, I don't want to. I just want to play the guitar. I just want to play the guitar.
Was it the spotlight just sort of made you uncomfortable?
Yeah, which is so funny because now I like live for that. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's funny how you change. But
did that change as your voice changed when you started to sing? Are you singing with the same voice that you started to sing with, or is this something that you sort of worked on and evolved with?
I sing with a much better voice now. Uh-huh.
Did you go through some sort of training for that?
Yeah, I took some lessons in Seattle for about 2.5 years from this dude named Andy Shaw, who's a really, really great vocal coach. And was a teacher at Cornish. Cornish is a music school in Seattle. I didn't go there, but he taught there.
What was some of the music that you were listening to at the time that you started to write your own music?
Grunge and metal.
Very, very Seattle. Very Seattle of you.
Yeah, actually, more aggressive than that, though. I mean, like, yeah, when I started out, I was, like, total metal freak.
And that's interesting because it's so different from the music that you're doing now.
Yeah, I know.
Did that music influence you in any way, or did you make an effort to go away from that music, or how did you end up doing what you're doing now?
I don't know. Took some jazz classes, fell in love, fell out of love. Grew up, you know, just like, you know. When I started, I was like pretty young. I was in my early teens when I started. And
I guess grunge is kind of the music of youth, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I was pissed off and confused, and they were too. So
had a lot of plaid flannels.
And uh-huh. All that. Totally, yeah.
So when you started writing songs, you know, was it always as a solo project, or did you start off in a band?
No, some of my first things was I was just a guitar player, and I played in other people's bands. I played in a weird acoustic band with some freaky weird people. got an interesting taste of the personalities in the music business, because it's like I'm fairly normal compared to some of the things I've seen and stuff. I'm pretty well adjusted, but wow.
Now, aside from your family encouraging you to take the spotlight, when you were in those bands, did you have any kind of inkling that maybe that wasn't going to be enough for you, that you need to do your own stuff?
Definitely. The more I was in it, I was like, I could do that better than him. that's not what I would have done. I would have done this here and that sort of thing.
Why don't we listen to another track from the music that you brought in? You brought in 2 CDs. What do we have here? This is your album. Is this your debut album, Odd Size Baggage?
Yeah.
And where can people get this?
They can get that online almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Rhapsody, eMusic, Starbucks. I'm set up online like everywhere. Or you can come and see me at my many shows in LA, and I will totally hook you up.
And then this other CD you brought in, there's some new things you're working on?
That's actually, there's another track I want to play on another CD in there that I want to do for you. Yeah, but I want to get to that later.
Yeah, yeah. You can that's cool. What should we play next?
Play Become. Become's a really nice song.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Ooh, yeah. My life's in disarray. It's the way I feel. It's just the way I feel. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Life has a funny way. I think it's what they say. Yeah, it's what they say. Of surprising you each and every day. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over you and me. Then we can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody set you free. And it goes la 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 la. There's a little more to learn from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers all their own. Just be loved and become. Ooh, yeah. So many things to do. Time enough. You need another year just to get it done. It's hard to overcome. Fulfill our dreams, yeah, live our dreams. But happy humans still we must become. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over you and me. Then we can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody set your mind at ease. And it goes la 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 la. There's a little more to learn from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers on their own. A lullaby. Believe it or just leave it, but you don't know until you feel it. Ooh, yeah. Then we can sing this song, and it won't feel wrong to let the melody wash over you.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Pete Hopkins.
Hola. Pete,
so, you know, this being LA, people are going to want to compartmentalize you and put you into a package and sell you in stores like so many action figures. How have they been doing that? What kind of category do they put you in? Because I mean, you're a singer songwriter, but you're not doing acoustic folk rock. I mean,
right.
What do the suits call you?
That's been interesting. Actually, there's adult contemporary. I get that from time to time. Then I've had people that want to push me more towards the R&B thing, which is cool.
Where do you see yourself? I mean, adult contemporary kind of has almost a negative connotation to it.
Well, I don't think so.
No?
I mean, it can, but that I hate these names. I don't like these boxes, man. It's for this reason.
Yeah.
Exactly what you just said. Adult contemporary has a negative.
Well, I mean, people like David Gray also fall under adult contemporary, and I don't think of him.
No, he's a folk singer with a drum machine.
Exactly.
A very sophisticated drum machine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Totally. So,
but at the same time, you also hear adult contemporary, and you sometimes think of the music that you hear at a discount women's clothing store. Waiting in line to buy a pair of socks or something.
Yeah, I think I heard John Mayer at a discount women's clothing store recently.
And I think of him as adult contemporary. So you're kind of this mix of many different things, and has that been a challenge for you, kind of maintaining your identity?
No, not really. I know exactly who I am. It's it's people having to deal with who I am and what that means from a business standpoint, that sort of a thing. I mean, I know who I am. I know what I want to do, and I think there's a place for it. That most people tend to, like, if we're talking about the industry and those types, they hear marketability is what they hear. They hear the hooks and all that type of stuff, and that's what they cash in on. And then they just like, we're gonna put you with this producer and this and this and this. And I've been down that road and been with some of those people and stuff. And it's always been cool. It's really cool. I guess because I mean, for me, I'm a producer myself. I produced my whole record.
I was just going to ask you about that. This album we were just listening to, did you release this on your own?
Yes.
So it's sort of your own self-made label, as it were?
Yes.
And do you prefer to keep it that way, sort of independent?
No.
You'd like the help, wouldn't you?
I would like some help because it's a big, big-ass job being the administrator and the artist and the promoter.
But are you also concerned of the risks of sort of being told how to make your music?
Well, a little bit, but I was going to get into that a little more. Like I said, I've gone through a little bit of a change in that respect. I used to be really, really freakishly controlling about it and like, no, I want it this way and it's got to be that. And if you do that, it's not going to be me and all that. But I don't know. I guess growing as a songwriter and a person or whatever, I have come to realize that what's most important to me is the infrastructure of the song, the skeleton of the song, the melody of the song, the chords around it. As far as how that can be approached, I've learned that there is a lot of ways that it can come across, and it's still beautiful. It's still really nice. So I'm not addicted to my production method. It doesn't have to be that. If the melody lives and the chords are there, and the rhythm is, essentially pushing where it's supposed to and that kind of thing. As far as the rest of it, I'm open-minded. As I've been in L.A. and I've been forming bands and stuff to come out and play with me, you don't always have the luxury of telling everyone exactly what to do. And you shouldn't do it either, because if you do that, you miss something.
You miss the musical inspiration that happens in the live atmosphere. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, and you gotta play to people's strengths. And not say, do as I say, and this is the way it has to be, that kind of thing, because it actually doesn't sound like a record as much if you do that. You need a little bit of seasoning.
Now, are you currently working with a band?
Yeah.
Pete Hopkins and his band, or is this something that changes frequently?
It's Pete Hopkins, and then there's a rotating roster of folks who are into playing with me. So.
And you use that just for the live performance or also for recording?
I've done a little bit of recording with some of them, but mostly it's been for live performance.
Well, you ready to jump into another song?
Sure.
Live here?
Sure.
What would you like to do for us?
I think I will... I'll play Umbrella. I'll play Umbrella.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
times ahead. Traffic signal flashing red. Still I can't control my motion. Head over heels I spin. Topsy-turvy turn again. Try to rise above the commotion. My soul's so wear it thin. I'm walking on my heels again. I gotta buy a new umbrella. The sun in the sky heckles me from on high. Dollar dime a day helps to put me on my way. Still, I guess it's better than nothing. The record spins around, on the sign from out of town. Man, I wonder where I'm going. A drift askew astray, another rainy day. Gotta buy a new umbrella. The sun in the sky heckles me from on high. Serpent feels his own reflection. Down in a hole I've been, around the bend and back again. A man, I wanna make a connection. The clouds are closing in, the hairs are rise upon my skin. I gotta buy a new umbrella. Almost up, a cup of time, I fill my cup. Man, I gotta make a decision. I watched the candle burn alone, another lesson learned. I gotta buy a new umbrella. Sun in the sky heckles me from on high. And I got somewhere to go and nothing to do. I got some.
Listening is good on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. Check out myspace.com/Pete Hopkins. Pete, what are some of the when you write songs, what are some of the themes you find yourself consistently coming back to?
Lots of love.
Lots of love. Finding of love, love. Losing love.
Finding love. Losing love. Reshaping love. Learning to love yourself. Learning to love others. Mm-hmm. I'm big into relationships, people, emotions, that kind of stuff.
And do you like to write it in terms of stories or more abstract, metaphorical? Kind of what, like, how do you think of your lyrical style?
Well, I kind of do both. I mean, if you were listening to the last one,
yeah, I knew it wasn't about it raining.
What is that about? So
I knew it wasn't about the weather.
Not about the weather. No, I can go both ways with it. I'm heavy into metaphors and that sort of thing. And when I get a good one, I love it and I go with it. But then a lot of times also, I do like to use a real conversational vernacular to get something across and to tell a story. Like I Won't Cry is definitely a story song. If you listen to all the lyrics in that, that's a tricky song because It's a candy shell wrapped around a bitter tell. It's really not a happy song. It's about being cheated on and having your heart broken. But
and do you like to do that kind of trick your audience into receiving the message?
It's not necessarily that premeditated. Sometimes it just happens that way. I'm not like, here's what I'll do. I'll fool them all.
My evil
like
lyricist laugh.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. It's just how it comes out. Sometimes I don't really know where it all comes from.
What usually comes for you first with a song? Is it you get a lyric in your head, or does it usually start with like a tune?
For me, it's usually a melody. I usually do a melody, and sometimes it'll be like a chord progression. Sometimes it's a beat. I make beats and stuff too, as part of that producer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be any one of those things. But the interesting thing is like, whichever one happens, they all follow suit pretty fast. I write pretty fast. I can put everything together pretty damn quick.
Do you usually start a song and follow it through to the end, or do you write a bunch of songs and then sort of pare it down to which ones you're really going to work on?
The former answer to that would be, yeah, I stick with something and finish it all the way to the end. But right now, I've literally got I probably got about 15 songs that are in some place that need to get finished. And, like, I know what to do to finish them. But this comes back around to the fact that I have to manage myself and do all the promotion and administration and booking and all that. So there, unfortunately, sadly to say, there are days that go by where I don't write a lick because I got to keep a business going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would prefer to do them one at a time and finish them out.
And the songs that you're working on now, is this material for a new album, or are you focusing primarily on promoting the album that's already out there?
I'm focused on promoting the album that's out there because, I mean, even though it's been out for, I don't know, like, well, not quite a year, but, it's been out for a while. There's still way more needs to happen with some of the songs on here before I push them aside and go, forget those, check these out.
Right.
Yeah, but I've got a bunch of things, and, I mean, I write more songs than I'll probably ever release. The fact of the matter, at some point, I mean, it'd be cool to write for other people. Because I do span the globe as far as genre and that kind of stuff, and let's face it, the powers of B just aren't going to handle that. So there's going to be some that would definitely go on my records, and then others that could easily become, you know, somebody else's.
Well, that's got to be pretty enjoyable to be able to, you know, put on a different mask and be a different character, write
awesome
for someone else.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's have another listen to a track from the CD. What do you recommend?
How about Hideaway? That's a good song.
All right. It's none of the cool people number their tracks. So I got to 4, 6, 7, 8, Hideaway. All right, cool. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. Stick around.
Some say we make mistakes. Others say we fail to plan. Who could plan for such unusual turn of events? Underground, emboldened heart was yearning for the chance to breathe a breath of loveliness encircled in a trance. If I hide away my loneliness, just hide away my emptiness for a day. For a day, would you say? Maybe try the way of loveliness for a change. For a change, I could change. And I'm reaching out to this world. I'm feeling stuck inside.
let love be your guide. So many times I lost my way. I find it hard, the words to say. Ever long it lingers on, this wanting in my soul. I've always been my greatest threat, and I'm not finished with me yet. If I hide away my loneliness, just hide away my emptiness for a day. For a day, would you say we could find a way to happiness? Or maybe try the way of loveliness for a change. For a change, I could change.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. Pete Hopkins is my guest, myspace.com/Pete Hopkins. Let's talk real quick about performing live in L.A. You're someone, do you like to perform a lot? Do you like to gig out as much as you can?
Yes. I live for it.
But does that make it a challenge in terms of the promotion side of things?
Like, yeah, you can't do it. It's unfortunate.
You can't do it all the time.
Well, I mean, not if you want to get asked back, because if you play a lot, people don't keep coming.
Yeah, so. And a lot of places tell you, you know, you can't do a show 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after, or
yeah,
things like that.
And it's like, where's the fun in that?
What kind of
play four times a no, two times a month? What?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
What kind of venues do you like to play in?
I love Tangier and the Mint. You know those places?
Sure.
Dig those. Those are some of my favorite places.
But like, what kind of, I mean, more stylistically, like, do you prefer being in front of a large group of people, or do you like a more intimate acoustic style setting?
I like big shows.
You like big shows?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. They're both cool, and they've both got, like, their thing that's special about them. I like playing solo acoustic shows in an intimate environment.
Mm-hmm. But if you're with the whole band,
but if I'm with the whole
big
band, yeah, I want to pack that thing out and not even be able to see the back.
Aside from a lot of people being there, what makes for a good show for you?
That I gave everything I've got. That my people didn't make too many obvious mistakes. That mostly that. That it's appreciated by the audience.
But do you base a lot of it on sort of how you think you performed?
Oh, sure. Yes, definitely.
And what do you want your audience to get out of it? I mean, like, what do people usually come away with, appreciating the lyrics, or your music made me dance, or, you know, what did?
Okay, I see where you're going. when I play live, I want to blow people's minds, mm-hmm. which is usually just like with the way I sing, the energy that I portray. Let's face it, when you go see a live band, unless you know the material, you can't hear what they're singing about.
Mm-hmm.
Not very often can you actually catch the lyrics.
Yeah,
so
unless
I'm
a very small environment,
to bewitch people with my wizardry and prose. It's nothing like that. I just want to leave blood on the stage and just completely blow people's minds.
That's the metal grunge influence that we were
probably
talking about before,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's weird because, yeah, I do. I write this like sort of smooth, like mellow music and stuff, but I got super rock roots. And when I sing live and play live, I play like I act like a rock guy. I act like a rock star. It's not like I'm not saying I don't break shit or anything like that, but I really, really put everything I have into my.
You should try that. No, I don't think I've ever seen someone do like a really good like jazz ballad and then take their guitar and just smash it to pieces.
Smash it right through the drum.
Yeah. Okay, great. Why don't we do another live song? You brought in a track here with some instrumentals, and we're gonna see if we can get this to work with you singing along.
Sure.
To that. Do you know which?
Play this, just the first song, the first track.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we could do this because you started talking about like how like the genre bending thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is, for example, this is a bit, this is like fairly heavy R&B kind of a thing. So,
okay.
I mean, I love the song and it's great. Would I put it on my record? Would it fit with the record I put out? I don't know if it would or not, but I love the song, and so what the hell?
What's it called?
It's called Wanting You.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Pete Hopkins live in the Kill Radio studio.
You don't know it, but I think I might like to show you, baby, all the things I like. The way you're moving, you got me breaking out in the sweat. It's so cool when I imagine what I'll get. I'm wanting you, all the pretty things we could do. I'm wanting you. And I'm gonna make you want me too. I'm wanting you. All the pretty things we can do. I'm wanting you. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Get so wild just from thinking about you.
And I must confide my feeling tonight. I'm dying inside, and I can't live without you.
On killradio.org. My guest is Pete Hopkins. Yeah, that is a much different vibe from what we were listening to before.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah. Thinking about contemporary music, the kind of stuff you hear in the radio, did you lose your pick?
I lost my pick.
Hmm.
That's okay.
Okay. This place does seem to eat picks sometimes. Anyway, again, thinking about contemporary music and the kind of stuff that you hear on the radio, what are some things that, you know, maybe they're successful now, maybe people are making a lot of money doing it, but you're not really into it. You want to avoid going down that road when you think about your own music.
Oh, don't you want to make me hate?
No.
This is a license to hate on stuff.
No. I'm just saying like a certain, you know, are there certain trends in the style of music that you're doing that you want to stand out? You want to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
You don't want to do what everybody else is doing.
Well, okay. Yeah. That's a really good question.
That's what I do.
You do. He's provocative. John Hirschfield. Going where no man dares to go. I guess I wouldn't... I'd be bored if I had to do, like, the sort of pure acoustic. There's a few guys out now, like, that are gaining in popularity, and, like, people say, oh, you could do that. Like Matt Kearney. You heard of Matt Kearney? Okay, well, he's just like, it's more like, it's less funky and less groovy. You can tell. I have a bit of a propensity for R&B and funk and that kind of stuff.
So for you, it's important that it stay fun sort of
and
upbeat.
Soulful. Mm-hmm. I'm heavy into soul.
So I guess for you, you just want to make sure it doesn't become mechanical or redundant.
Yes, or redundant, yeah. Like, yeah, I don't want... If I had, honestly, I get bored if I put on a record and the fourth song sounds like the first song and the seventh song sounds like the third song. And it's just like so completely genre locked that I'm like, yeah, okay. And this is the part where the tambourine goes, and the guitar goes, jangle, 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 jangle.
This is where the guest rapper comes in.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah, I want to make pop music, but I want to make it my own. And I want to make it, like, special and surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like predictable songs. I like there to be some point where it bends your ear a little bit. Goes, oh, I didn't expect that. That kind of thing. So I'm always going for that.
Oh, good. You want to jump into another live song now?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Seems like
a good
note.
Let me see if I can find that pick.
Or we can play another track from the CD and do a little pick hunt in the Kill Radio studio. I don't know how that happens.
I'll use a quarter.
Yeah?
I'll use a quarter.
All right.
I can do that. This will be interesting.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
So funny that after we just had that thing about, I don't want to write a traditional song, this is probably the most traditional song I've got.
What's it called?
It's called Take the Train.
All right, whenever you're ready. My guest is Pete Hopkins.
Real pretty little ballad. I give you more than anything you know. And I keep you well and take from harm, I swear. So don't look back, don't turn your head, don't worry about what the others say. I can't say for sure what scenes may come our way, and the color.
Pete Hopkins on Is Good on killradio.org.
Thank you, thank you.
Pete, where can people go see you play live next?
Next, doing the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach on August 28th. And
it looks like you got a bunch of things lined up for yourself in September already.
I got a bunch of stuff coming up, yeah. And there may be even more added to that. After that, I'm at the M Bar in September, in the middle of September. Go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/Pete Hopkins.
And is that the best place to go to get the most up to
date? That's always where I put stuff. The minute I find out, mm-hmm. it goes up there.
But then you also have a website separate from that?
I have a website separate from that that needs help. So anybody who's like awesome at website stuff, you should talk to me. But yeah, you can go there too. And once you go to my website, you'll be redirected to the MySpace page. So it's kind of up to you. You can go to my website, which is PeteHopkinsMusic.com, and then go to my MySpace page to actually find out what's going on. Yeah.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks so much for coming in, man. Why don't we sign off with one more track from a CD? Again, MySpace.com/PeteHopkins. And this episode of Is Good will be available later today off of myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and this is Pete Hopkins.
Hey, you, can I get you here for just one sec? Have you got time for tea? Then come and have a drink with me, and we can talk about the weather in the world. Talk about me, a boy. Talk about you, a girl. And if you like the things I say,
I like what you say.
If you think I make you crazy,
I think you are right.
If you think I'm like no other,
I won't be too shy.
Do you wanna be my lover?
It's all
your favorite spot. Do you like to chill and be cool? Do you like to get in where it's hot and be a wild child? Dance till the break of dawn. Do you like to just stay at home and listen to your favorite song? Oh, what's your style? What's your scene? What's it like to be such a perfect specimen of beauty for all the world to see? Tell me, what's your favorite flower? So I can go to the store and get them for you every hour. Oh, if you like the things I say,
I like what you say.
If you think I'll make you crazy,
I think you
oh, if you think I'm like no other,
I won't be too shy.
Do you wanna be my lover?
It's all tonight.
Oh, share with me your secret fantasy. To tell you, I'm one sexy mother.
Shut your mouth.
If you like the things I say,
I like what you say.
If you think I'll make you crazy,
I think you
oh, if you think I'm like no other,
I won't be too shy.
Do you wanna be my lover?
It's all tonight.
Oh, if you like the things I say,
I like what you say.
If you think I'll make you crazy,
I think
you think I'm like no other,
I won't be too shy.
Do you wanna be my lover?
It's all tonight.
Oh, don't you wanna
be my love, love, lover?
Come on, girl, don't fight
be my
it.
Love, love, lover.
Yeah, I still respect
be my
you.
Love, love, lover.
Oh, I respect you even
be
more.
My love, love.
Oh.
Just be my lover, baby.